Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this, the sixth RSA debate hosted jointly by the Chartered Institute of Taxation and the Institute for Fiscal Studies. My name is Chris Jones, and as President of the CIT, I have the privilege of chairing tonight's discussion. So, as well as being the UK's leading institute for tax professionals, the CIT has a mission to advance public education in taxation, including through promoting forums for discussion. The IFS has a principal aim of better informing public debates on economics in order to promote the development of effective fiscal policy, something it does rather well, I suspect you will agree. These two aims go rather well together. We thought so. Back in 2013, we agreed to join forces to bring together policymakers, opinion formers, and tax and economic types more generally for a series of debates looking at the future of UK and international taxation and tax systems. 3 years later, we're still going, and I can report there is no imminent danger of us running out of things to debate. Before we launch into tonight's debate, I would like to mention briefly a new project we, IFS, and the Institute for Government are embarking on, which some of you may wish to input into. Those of you who were here at our last event in November last year will remember a very lively debate, the politics of tax change. One of our panellists on that occasion was Jill Rutter, formerly of the Treasury, now at the Institute for Government. Well, Jill and some of her Institute for Government colleagues got chatting to some of our CIOT people after the event. And over a few glasses of wine, you know how it goes, we ended up comparing grumbles about imperfections of tax policy making and the process, just like any gaggle of drinkers in the Dog and Duck on a Saturday night. Anyway, it occurred to us that with the IFG's understanding of the machinery of government and the CIOT's practical experience on how the tax system operates and the IFS's expertise on economic and fiscal policy, what a good idea it would be to bring these perspectives together and to gather the best ideas from elsewhere. And that's where you come in, to see if we can come up with some sensible, practical reforms to how we make and scrutinise tax policy that will help future chancellors to make better policy and deliver better outcomes. So that's what we're doing, with the aim of producing a report with an initial set of recommendations by the end of this year. Now, that's a very brief summary. If that sounds like something that interests you and you've got some ideas to contribute, please send them to, and here's the address, tax@instituteforgovernment.org.uk. That's tax@instituteforgovernment.org.uk. If I were on breakfast television now, of course, it would be appearing on the screen in front of me. Or grab one of us from either the IFS or the CIOT or any of the three institutes afterwards over a glass of wine, and we'll happily tell you more and hear from you. But enough of these high-flown ideas for reform. The thoughts that keep ministers and officials awake at night are, I suspect, somewhat more mundane. Namely, we've got public services to fund and a deficit to clear. How do we make sure the money keeps rolling in, and what might get in better ways of making this happen? So that's tonight's topic. And consider it, we have a panel of four experts, each with a distinct perspective to offer. We have a business perspective from Janine Juggins of Unilever. We have the perspective of the UK's official fiscal watchdog from Robert Choate. We have the perspective of a senior HMRC investigator turned tax advisor, Ray McCann. But to start us off, we have the perspective from our co-host tonight, the director of the Institute for Fiscal Studies, Mr. Paul Johnson. Thank you very much.